Did you have pecans?
Oh yes, there were swirls of them, but they, of course, they were wild too, you know. We didn't have any tame pecans like they have nowadays, and the soft shells. Just the natives, and I think that they were the best. I really do. You just buy these here big old paper shells that's pampered and babied and taken care of and so forth and so on. They're wonderful, and they're easy to crack and easy to get out, and big halves and everything. But I don't think they've got the flavor that the natives have got. Mm-hmm. I really don't.
We had some little native pecans, great big trees, but little bitty nuts. Ooh, they were delicious.
Yeah.
But to get a cup full, you'd have to crack for about 2 hours.
Yeah, that's right.
I put out 2 pecan trees
in
the spring.
We have a native pecan here in this country that'll get that long and that size. Oh, they're marvelous. Of course, then you'll find some trees that's got them little bitty fellas on it too, them little bitty devils. And of course, they're just as good when you get them, but like you say, you've got to work all day to get anything out of them. Yeah.
Unless you go to the cellar, I guess that's possible. Did you get many oranges when you were a boy?
Well, the only time that I can recall of having oranges, and we never failed to have an orange on Christmas. Always. We'd get an orange, and we'd get an apple, and we'd get some candy, and this and that and the other, and the old stocking. I would hang the old stocking up on the old mantel by the fireplace. For Santa Claus, yeah, we'd all. Oh, we'd. I guess we'd have oranges, but I can't recall it. I know that we'd always have oranges on Christmas, always. And then the last day of school, mercy goodness, when the teacher would treat us well, we'd get an orange.
Oh boy!
Yeah, we'd get an orange, and maybe we'd get an orange and an apple, and maybe a little poke of candy. And have a big basket dinner. No mercy, what a time we'd have. Merciful heaven. We thought it would be an unforgivable sin for a teacher to teach us for 9 months in the last day of school if we didn't get a little treat. And it was customary. Oh my goodness, we'd look forward to the last day of school. We'd have a big basket dinner, and everybody come, you know, and bring their food and spread it out. We'd all eat together, and we'd have our program, and then the teacher would have her treat. You betcha. Oh, you betcha. We look forward to that occasion.
Did you have a garden by the house for kitchen vegetables?
Not closed, no. Not closed. I'll tell you, if I'm correct, and I think I am, my father was a great hand to raise a garden, and always had a good garden, and always had it early, and he always had a certain time to plant and all that. But I think that it was down in the bottom, down under this big hill where the big house sits up on the hill, and I think the main reason, of course, it was better soil to raise all kinds of vegetables in, and another reason that it was away from the chickens. Because we let our chickens run, we didn't keep a chicken pen, and of course you know what a bunch of chickens would do to your garden.
Harvest the crop.
Yeah. Now you can go up there now, and you can go up there now at our old place, and those people that live there.